This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning guest. He was on my show back in October of last year, 2020. We're talking about PCT Limited. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PCTL. And with us today is the president and chairman of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Gary Grieco. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Everett. It's always a pleasure to be on, and I hope you have a healthy, besides happy, new year and all your listeners and people that follow you.
2020 was a very exciting year for you and also challenging year. That being said, where do you see the growth in revenues coming in 2021?
All right. Well, in 2020, the massive percentage of revenues came from fluids and healthcare. It's the sale of fluids and healthcare. This year, I'm going to say this on a good side, you're going to see a decline in the percentage of reliance on fluids and healthcare because we're growing in the other areas. One is fluids and healthcare will still be the leader, but then the leasing and selling of equipment, a major impact last year, it will be much greater this year. And I'll give you some percentages in a minute. And then we did a teeny bit in oil and gas and a little bit in agriculture. Now, looking into 2021, as a breakdown of the revenues, we feel about 40% will be now coming from fluids and healthcare, 20% from leasing and selling equipment, but 40% from agriculture and oil and gas. The oil and gas side and agricultural side, where we have extreme. We're moving quickly into those areas. As a matter of fact, I will say this. I'll be departing Little River this weekend and be down in Fort Scott, Kansas, meeting with our oil and gas people and setting up the first major test next week.
One of the things I wanted to get you when you came on the show is, you know, give us an update on all of your distributors, how that went in 2020 and how you see that growing in 2021.
Okay, great question. Thank you, sir. All right, the distributors. We have, as you know, three classes. Distributor one is simply a reseller of equipment. They're like a wholesaler, if you will. They'll call in.
Yep.
The second one is somebody that rebrands our product into their label. And then the third is our facilities. They have equipment on site and rebrand and label and sell. We had, after the initial panic went down, there was a little bit of a softening. It hit its low point in October. We had still October, good enough to give us still a record month. Then in November, it went up about 65%, and then we finished the year very strong. So we're back to our summer levels in revenues. The distributors in general this year, we're going to add more. We're going to be more discriminating, a lot more vetting, because some of the people, although their hearts and minds are in the right place, they either don't have the markets yet, and it's like starting a brand new business from scratch that they've never been in. That's very time consuming on our part to help them along. So we are looking predominantly for people in company, people that are in business that are in either the healthcare, specifically Sanjan business, which is sanitization and janitorial work. Because they are shifting from the caustic chemicals to our product. And the more of those people we get on board, it's a greater distribution, not only of our product, it's a great money maker for us. And as a real plus, it's helping a lot of people.
As your company is growing here, Gary, I noticed that you've been adding on some employees. What are the positions that you're trying to redeploy and current personal areas that you're trying to really build up on?
Okay, well, the first major move was with Marion Sofield, who's been with the company since its inception. And because we were small, she wore not one or two hats, but six. we've gotten to a point now because of her, thankfully, because of our revenues and business, we're redeploying her. She's become vice president and secretary of PCT, senior vice president of public relations, and importantly, in charge of special projects, because we do have some projects that we work on that require precise single-mindedness, and she's great at that. So she's moved there. And then to replace her, we've engaged Sheldon Smith as CFO, who is a securities attorney and a CPA, and he will handle the CFO dues. And we currently have 14 full-time and 3 part-time people, plus, when I say consultants, I want to make this clear, especially in the over-the-counter stock. These are people that are true consultants. Dave Holcomb, oil and gas. We've hired a couple of people to help expand our sales. They are consultants. We have 3 of those on board, exclusive our attorneys and CPAs, et cetera. I'm not counting them. So we're up around 18, 19 people. We're doing it because the demand is there, and we're going to have to do it to grow the way we expect to this year.
Run rate. I know this is a forward-looking statement, but do you have any thoughts and ideas of what your run rate may be in 2021?
Well, again, I stick to a 10 million. I'll tell you, I am going to give you a range. We see 10 million as our minimum, and we expect that we can go substantially higher, assuming a couple of things. Our oil and gas testing comes along faster than it sometimes takes. Our growth in our distributors. But we're very comfortable with a 10 million for 2021, which will be a substantial multiple over 2020.
And these are forward-looking statements. There's no doubt about that. Gary, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders not only to take away from the 2020 year, but to go forward and from this interview?
Well, the biggest thing is that the areas that we're in, I feel comfortable saying, I don't think I could be, people dispute this, we've established ourselves in the healthcare and fluid industry. The other industry, and by the way, even with that establishment, there's probably still 97% of the market out there that's untapped. And when you get into the oil and gas side and agricultural side, the upsides are immense on gross revenues. And we're just scratching the surface in those things. So what I'm saying is that as long as we keep ahead of the curve, may I interject one thing here? For example, we'll be deploying our Series 2 equipment out both in healthcare and our large volume machines this month. We continue doing R&D, improving these things, and with that, it gives us an ability to branch into these other industries. One of the big handicaps in 20, and is still going to be a problem in 2021, if which is going, is being able to supply the equipment we need. It's very, it's going to cost millions of dollars to build all we need. We've got a good cash flow. We're working on some good financing, sort of standard financings that were never available to us before.
Gary, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Gary Grieco has been my guest today. Name of the company is PCT Limited. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PCTL. I wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully you come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. We'll be right back.